Hey, Robbie?
That is true.
Let me just start asking questions.
Sure.
That's a team last year and the last couple of years that they're tough to play against. And obviously, they took all three last year in tough games. How nice is it to start the Metro slate against that team and grind this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to get 2 points. Obviously, every time you win within the division, you know, it's a big step for your team. Obviously, it was kind of a grinding game out there, a lot of hitting, a lot of battling, but we found a way to win, and that's a big improvement compared to last year.
You kind of know that's going to be that kind of game when you play them, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing like that for the last 6-5 years, I think, so obviously you know what to expect, and yeah, I think everybody's done a great job battling and, you know, playing the right way.
Does it give even more confidence? I mean, you guys have already had these games where you scored a ton of goals, but this is a low-scoring game, a tight-checking game, and you get a shutout by that guy, and you win.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you got to find a way to win different ways, whether it's a 1-0 game or, you know, a 6-4 game, you know, 5-4, whatever it is. You know, you got to adjust your game as a team. But at the same time, also play the right way in the same way as, you know, everyone expects you to play.
Sean, how about Chris Leakins' performance those last two games? Got into the final minute with a shot last time.
Yeah, he's you know, the last few games he's been unbelievable, making plays, stopping pucks, making it easy on us. So yeah. Obviously, when the goaltender's playing like that, it gives your team a lot of confidence.
Was it cool to get him a shutout in this
one?
Yeah,
for
after
sure.
What happened in the last game?
Obviously. You know, anytime you don't let the other team score, it's a big accomplishment for a goalie and a big accomplishment for the team. You know, it proves that doing the right things defensively pays off.
Yeah. How much of a lift do you guys get when he makes some of those kind of crazy saves?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when, you know, that's what a team mentality is. When somebody is makes a mistake, you know, their teammate is there to bail them out, and he's been doing a great job of that the last few games.
Defensive effort too, just clearing the front of the net, letting him see shots, you know, clearing rebounds, things like that. It's been pretty strong this year. Just how important is that to keep the
obviously whatever the goalie sees, 99% of the time he's going to stop it. So we're as a, you know, defensive core and you know, overall as a team, we're trying to get in front of the pucks and, you know, block as many as we can, and when we can't, just tie up sticks and trying to, you know, have no screens in front of our net.
The way that game was going, both ends with both goalies, did it seem kind of fitting that the goal, that first goal that went in, was just kind of a fortunate bounce?
Yeah, I mean, you're not trying to think about that, but obviously it's one of those games where, you know, both teams are playing, you know, hard defensively, and sometimes you need a little luck and just maybe a little simple play just to put the puck in the net and not think too much, and good things will happen, and there you go.
How satisfying is it to win a game like this? I mean, everybody wants to score 6 every night, but to win a tight one like this has got to be pretty satisfying.
Yeah, we gotta learn to win different ways, and you know, not looking too far ahead, but you know, in tight games, important games, and you know, those are the type of games you have to play in the playoffs, and we're you know, learning how to do that, and today was a, you know, great step forward.
Thank you, guys.